Every Saturday afternoon, I took a walk by myself through the park near my home. Last Saturday was no different. However, I decided to stroll past the shops first and took a small detour into a dainty lingerie boutique that was only a block from the park's entrance. My purchase fit into a tiny paper gift bag with a string handle, so I could easily carry it as I continued on my walk. In the distance, I saw a photographer taking still life shots around the center area of the park. I chose to walk the perimeter path around it and always kept one eye on him. There was something intriguing about the positions he would take to line up his shots that reminded me of my own style when I go out with my camera. Accessing angles that gave a unique perspective, not the boring, straight-on attempts that most people take. I was captivated by his eye as he stared long and hard before he proceeded with a photo, like he was eyeing a work of art in progress and waited for the exact moment to take it, and not a minute sooner. 3/4 of the way around the long path, he looked up from his viewfinder to notice me watching him. Our eyes met in a somewhat awkward stare that turned into a knowing smile, and I decided to veer off the path and walk towards him. It was like in those cheesy sci-fi movies when they describe a tractor beam pulling the small spaceship into the belly of the enemy. As I walked, my sundress clinged to my curves, and I could feel his eyes travel up my legs to the hem of my dress and up to the curve of my waist. I became slightly nervous, thinking I was crazy for approaching a total stranger, so I bashfully played with the hem of my dress. His smile was welcoming, and as I approached, I began to simply ask him questions about his camera and lens. It was a good opening, felt comfortable and meaningful. I admitted to him that I was a bit of a shutterbug myself, so he invited me to sit on the bench with him to discuss the art of photography. After a few minutes, his eyes revealed that he was quite impressed that I seemed to know my stuff, carrying on the conversation involving terms such as focal length, aperture, shutter speed, depth perception, etc. Most have no idea what DSLR even stands for, and I shared that I owned one myself, but had to admit it had been a long while since I took it out. I asked him if he was a professional photographer, and he replied that he once had a side business shooting portraits and weddings, but that he grew tired of it. He said he didn't like to shoot people the way they wanted to be seen, in contrived positions and poses. He explained how he preferred to show them how he saw them through a natural and authentic eye. The conversation lasted mere minutes, but it seemed like an hour as he was very engaging and friendly. Part of me wanted to ask him his name. Part of me wanted to keep my new friend at arm's reach, hold him there in my bubble of park stranger fantasy. I felt the paper bag weighing on my fingertips and played with the idea. I toyed with a fantasy I had in my daydreams. From a conversation that we had had over supper one night, my husband was trying to defend the porn folder that I found on his laptop by saying he wished I would pose for him, send him nude photos while he was at work. I probably would have entertained the idea if I didn't feel so neglected and almost invisible at home. His porno collection just solidified my hurt and crumbling self-image. It was a hollow attempt to flirt with me that was saturated by his guilt and self-serving desperation. But that conversation surfaced in my memory as I put the lingerie in my hand, together with the tall and handsome man that was now standing before me, into a very naughty plan of my own. I summoned all the bravery in me, fueled by the fact that I hadn't experienced an orgasm in close to 5 weeks, and I asked him if he would consider doing some boudoir photos for me. I confided in him that I wanted to surprise my husband with them upon his return from a business trip. As I spoke, even I noticed that I bit my bottom lip ever so lightly, hoping that it would make it hard for him to come up with a reason to deny me. When he hesitated, I stepped closer to him and revealed to him what was in my gift bag. His eyes opened as his smile grew, and I knew that he was hooked. He readily agreed when I suggested that we do it that same day, before I lost my nerve, jumping on the opportunity that my husband was working out of town. I offered my home for the shoot, explaining how I would feel more comfortable in my familiar surroundings. Part of me knew that I should not invite a total stranger into my home, but my arousal was leading me, and I couldn't turn back. He glanced at his phone's calendar, confirmed that he was able and eager to be spontaneous with me, and gathered his camera bag and tripod in order to follow me to my car. At my house, I poured us a couple of drinks. "To take the edge off and loosen up," I said, and I winked at him playfully. We stood in my kitchen, discussed lighting and possible poses, and as we moved down the hallway and into the master bedroom, we naturally moved closer and closer, like magnets being drawn together. With each pass, I tried to push my ass onto him in subtle ways, or I would lean over just enough for him to see down the top of my dress. As I laid on my bed, suggesting a pose, I noticed that there was a considerable wetness forming on my panties. I was getting quite aroused. I think he might have seen the wet spot on my panties as I noticed a bulge form in his pants, and he emitted a low groan deep in his throat, which he tried to hide by clearing his throat. I blushed a little and then grinned. He was aroused like me. I stood up and pulled my dress over my head, explaining to him that I needed to put my newly purchased lingerie on. I watched him as he began to get his camera ready, but he seemed to have trouble concentrating on the task. I stepped closer to him, then turned around and asked him if he would mind undoing my bra. He did so with slow and careful movements of his fingers, and we simply let it fall off my arms to the floor. When I leaned over to pick it up, I pushed my ass snugly against his cock and lingered there just long enough for him to realize that it wasn't a mistake. I quickly vanished into the bathroom with my lingerie, and I could feel his eyes dart around the room to follow my body upon my sudden exit. I didn't close the door all the way, and I began talking to him. "Feels like you're enjoying things so far," I said. "Yeah, I've never done this type of photography before, so I hope you're happy with the results," is what he replied. I turned the shower on and told him how my husband loved to watch me shower. We continued to chat until the bathroom was filled with steam. As I started washing myself more, there was a lull in the conversation. I was focused on shaving my legs and bikini area. I could hear the shutter opening and closing, and I wondered if he was in the room. The steam was so heavy that I couldn't make out his form very well. I applied body wash and made sure to spend a little extra time rubbing the bubbles around my breasts and inner thighs. I made my way around the double shower stall, the water cascading from dual heads on either side of the shower, rinsing off the lather. The steam continued to rise from the shower stall, tendrils curling over the top and dissipating into the room. I wondered if he was taking note of my slow, deliberate movements through the foggy glass. He was so quiet, I was not sure if my seductive actions had any effect. So I closed my eyes and let the water dance over my face and run all the way down my back. I heard the shower door open and knew he was photographing me as the water ran down my back. It disappeared between my heart-shaped ass and pitter-pattered against the floor tiles. I could hear him pressing the shutter over and over as I ran my hands along my lower back, over my ass cheeks, and I spread them just a little to slide my fingertips along my crack for his viewing pleasure. After a few minutes, I asked if he was still there. I turned around and smiled broadly as I saw him on one knee just outside the frame of the shower entrance with his lens pointed directly at my ass. "It's too bad you don't have a waterproof camera," I pouted. He made a gesture by holding up his index finger, left the room, and returned with a waterproof point-and-shoot camera, calling my bluff. I laughed lightly and swung the shower door all the way open as an invitation, and I said, "This is unfair. Why am I the only one who's naked?" Through the foggy glass, I could see him undress quickly and carelessly, throwing his clothes all over the bathroom. He paused to regain his composure and stepped into the shower with his camera. I motioned for him to sit on the bench and suggested he just watch. Slowly, I ran my hands up and down my sides, never breaking eye contact with him. I rested my hand lightly, just below my navel, my fingers brushing my little landing strip, delicately playing with my outer labia as a tease. I felt his eyes walk down my body to watch my hand, so I parted my thighs and put a leg up on the bench next to him, playing with my pussy's lips so slowly. My fingers effortlessly glided in and out of my folds. "Keep that up," he instructed. He changed positions and laid on his back beneath me and began photographing as I slowly masturbated. The angle must have been incredible as my fingertip rubbed circles over my throbbing clit. I traced my slit over and over again, and then slid my finger in and out of my pussy's lips, dipping a little into the wetness. First one finger, teasing my opening. Then I slid it back in with a second finger, stretching my flower's petals just for his eyes. I ran my left hand up over my tits, pinching my nipples as they grew harder with arousal. I had my head leaned back, face to the ceiling, enjoying the pleasure that I was bringing to my body, without a care for who was in the room with me. I began to rub myself faster and put that left hand up on the wall for support. My chin lowered against my chest and my eyes were closed tight in total concentration. My subtle moans increased with the rhythms of my breath until I looked directly at the ceiling once more and cried out in ecstasy. The sound escaped my lips as my climax washed over my warm body. My body trembled as I turned and sat on the bench. I felt the heat from my depths travel slowly out from my core and subside slowly. I wasn't sure if my post-orgasm glow was obvious to you. With my eyes closed, I sensed your movement, and I felt your strong hands low on my hips. Your forearms squeezed against my thighs as you lifted and pulled me to the edge of the bench. Our eyes locked, and you parted my thighs, lifting and placing my calves up over your shoulders. I felt you kiss along the inside of my left thigh, pausing to breathe across my clit before locking back down my right thigh. I thoroughly enjoyed the dominance in the strength of your hands, moving my body and guiding me to your will. I could feel my pussy slowly open and close, pulsing with anticipation as my heartbeat became more prominent again in my chest. I wanted you so badly. I craved your mouth on my hot pussy lips. I grabbed the back of your head and tried to force your mouth onto my pussy, but you were far stronger than me. I did not like the rejection, but was turned on all the more and began to whimper and tried jerking your head again. Suddenly, I felt you bite my inner thigh, just enough to leave a light mark. The shock of the bite caused me to let go of your head, and you resumed taking your time approaching my naughty pleasure center. I knew that you were in control, and it drove me fucking nuts. I took a moment to revel in your dominant nature, as it was new to me. In my job, I have to be the leader and the motivator all the time. In my bedroom, I'm always asked what I want and never told what to do. This was the different that I had been daydreaming about. I watched as you lowered my head, your head, and pulled me closer, breathing in deeply to take in my scent. You said firmly, "Fuck, your pussy smells so good. I need to taste you." With that, you put your nose against my clit and breathed in even deeper to sample my delicate musk as you parted my pussy's lips with your tongue. Your tongue was masterful, so talented, as it flicked around my opening. My senses were all heightened, and I could feel you ease my clitoral hood back with your thumb, nibbling at my swollen clit. With a deep breath drawn in, you forced your tongue as far inside my pussy as possible. Then you began methodically licking me from just below my opening to the top of my hard clit, pausing to suckle on it with each pass. All the while, you continued to grip my hips hard to keep me from moving. In and out, you worked your tongue all over my wetness, lapping it up, obviously loving how sweet my nectar tasted on your tongue. You even ventured to tease the sensitive area between my pussy and my ass, dragging your flat tongue along it in very deliberate strokes and licks. My grip on your head tightened, and my hips rose to grind my pussy into your mouth, harder, almost involuntarily. My body reacted desperately to your every lick and kiss, wanting more and more. You held your tongue out as far as you could, and I pulled my pussy onto it, working as much of it into me as I could. Fucking myself with your tongue made the intensity of my breathing increase. I surprised myself with the savage nature of my actions and began to produce an interesting cross between moaning and mewing. I said, "Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck my wet hole with that tongue, baby. Lick my pussy. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh, oh, fuck me. Oh, your mouth feels so great. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I grip my thighs around your head tightly as my orgasm slowly developed. You did not stop licking. You read my body's cues and continued to suck my clit in a rhythmic pattern that edged me closer and closer. You reached under my ass, held me up as I bucked my hips, and slid two fingers into my pussy. I was pleased with how you finger fucked me and got me even closer to coming. My pussy gripped your fingers over and over, squeezing and releasing as I orchestrated my impending climax. I enjoyed the masterful thrusting of your digits, which began to swim in an increasing flood of my juices. Suddenly, I stopped breathing. Oh, my body tensed right up, as if the world had stopped spinning on its axis and everything was still. I held my breath for what seemed like an eternity, and I let it out with a low, guttural moan. I opened my eyes and sighed upon releasing the grip my pussy still had on your strong fingers. I saw you smile, obviously taking great pride in knowing that you were responsible for what just happened. You did not take your eyes off me as I came down from my crest. I laid there in a semi-conscious state, spent and pleased. My nipples were tight and pointed out, my chest flushed even redder than this warm shower could have made it. My eyes were glazed over with a dreamy stare as you leaned down and kissed me deeply. I felt your kiss melt right through me, our lips fitting together so perfectly. I could taste myself on your lips and even on your facial hair, and I said, my pussy does taste great, and it tastes even better on your lips. I said it with quite a mischievous grin upon my face. You stood up and turned the shower off and wrapped me in a thick towel, gently caressing me dry. We toweled off, and I took your hand to lead you to the bedroom. We stood at the foot of the bed without making any eye contact. The top of my head was level with the bottom of your pecs, and I couldn't take my eyes off your large thighs, muscular arms and shoulders. I followed the curves of your body, down your arms, to the hands that I already intimately knew, and they continued to turn me on. You gently took my chin in your hand, grasping with just enough pressure to get my attention. You forced me to look up at you, and you said, "Sit on the bed." I became even more aroused at your instructions, so firm and confident. I did so without thought, immediately wanting to listen and please you. I awaited your command as you dictated, "Hold my cock. Feel it throb in your hand. Squeeze the base. Put your thumb under the tip and feel the head." So I followed these instructions to a T, and I felt your hardness grow in my hand. You continued to say, "Feel the weight of my smooth balls, and now tell me what I want. Look at me and tell me what I want." Oh, I wanted to be obedient and submissive to you. It was not in my nature, but it felt right. So I answered, "You want me to suck your cock, right?" I watched as you smiled, and with an almost imperceptible shake of your head, you said, "Not just suck my cock, I want you to worship my cock." I knew what that meant. It was easy to do when a big, gorgeous cock was right in your face. I cupped your balls, and I held the base of your shaft, licking it from the tip all the way down to the base, then back up again. I did this a few times, and I looked you in the eyes with a ferocious intent, and I took your entire cock down my throat. I could hear you say beneath a moan, "That feels so wonderful. Good girl. Your mouth is so wet and warm. Your tongue feels amazing as it slides back and forth on the underside of my cock." Your breath was choppy between the words as it became interrupted by the waves of energy that took over you as I sucked your cock. I pushed your cock against your body and I licked the underside while looking at you and grinning. "Like this?" I asked. You answered in a half growl, "Yes, all of it. Fuck yes. Oh, you're a magnificent cocksucker. Your husband is a lucky fellow." I let out a sinister laugh and I said, "Oh, he's more concerned with his work than my oral skills. He rarely lets me practice." As I sucked you off, I tried to remember all the porn that I had watched and tried to remember what all those girls did. I must have done it right, because within minutes, you were speaking again through your panting. "Oh, you are so good at that. You're a natural slut." I smiled as you called me a slut. Normally, that word would trigger a negative feeling in me, but from you, it felt dirty in a good way. It felt right. Keeping your cock against your body, I leaned under and took your balls into my mouth, one at a time, slowly stroking your cock while I sucked gently on your balls. I licked them. I loved how your cock would pulse and move in my other hand. I then guided your cock back into my hot and skillful mouth, sloppily working my head up and down while sucking so that my cheeks were pulled in tight by the suction. I heard you blurt out rather emphatically, "As fucking incredible as your mouth and tongue feel, I desperately need to feel my cock inside your warm pussy." And with that, you ravaged me. You pushed me back on the bed, knelt down, and gave my pussy a few more quick, sloppy licks, followed by a few deep kisses upon my labia. You then reached under my ass, cupping my ass cheeks in your hands like palming melons. Without warning, you picked me up and held me with my legs around your waist. The heat of my pussy barely touched the head of your cock as we kissed deeply, passionately exploring each other's mouths again. I placed my arms around your neck, caressing the back of your head. I couldn't endure another minute with my pussy radiating its heat so close to your cock, so I whispered to you, "Please, I need to feel you inside me. So you lowered me onto your cock. My legs wrapped around your waist made it easy to slide your cock into my warmth. You brought me down onto you until my clit was resting firmly against your pubic bone, and you held me there, letting me feel your cock throb inside my wanting and excited pussy that then worked to squeeze your cock as you stood there motionless. It felt like I was milking your cock with all my might and intention. You moaned and said, fuck, you have an incredibly talented pussy. For what seemed like forever, we were one. With you squeezing and me throbbing, we were joined, locked in a pleasurable embrace. You then lowered me onto the bed and twisted us into a scissor position. You reached forward and placed your hand on my throat, holding me in place as you began to slowly pump in and out of my pussy. The sounds that could be heard reinforced the wetness that we were feeling between us. I couldn't believe how incredibly wet you made me, and I saw you look down as you thrusted in and out, seeing the white creaminess on the base of your cock, my pussy marking you with a frothy ring. With each stroke, I was closer to another climax, and I told you that I wanted you to come inside me. You leaned forward and hungrily kissed me as your cock pounded me harder and harder and deeper. Oh, your cock kissed my cervix. Breathing into each other's mouths, we fought for air as we fucked and kissed. I begged you to give me your cum. Shoot that hot load deep inside me, babe. Coat my pussy walls with your cum. Those words seemed to send you right over the edge, and you instantly arched your back with one last thrust, your balls resting against my ass as you came real hard. You groaned a throaty, yes, I'm coming, while your body shook involuntarily. I loved watching it as your arms and legs tensed up, your face displaying beautiful agony, and time seemed to stand still again. You pulled your cock out and climbed onto the bed next to me, watching me as I traced my fingers through the sweat that had built up on my breasts. There was a small puddle that formed on my chest between my round, luscious tits. I listened as your breathing returned to normal and your body relaxed, and I said, "Well, that was a great start to the evening." As you grinned with realization that I was not quite done. We crawled to the bed and I pushed all the way back to the headboard, relaxing on the fluffy pillows. As you started to slide along with me, I told you, "No, stay there and just watch." I parted my legs and started rubbing my clit while you watched your cum drip from my pussy and slide down to my asshole. You noticed that there would be a stain, so you started to get up to get a towel and said, "Hold on, there'll be a stain and your husband will see it when he gets home." So I shook my head left to right and right to left very slowly, and I said, "No, you're not getting a towel." Then I nodded my head up and down slowly. "I want him to see it." Your eyes grew wide, wondering exactly what I was up to. I could see you, your change in demeanor, and you let out a wicked smile. It flashed across your face as you began to quietly laugh. "Lately, my hubby has been watching cheating wives porn. He keeps on and on about his fantasies of me cheating on him." I shared, "Here, take a picture of your cum running out of my pussy as I play with my clit." I say this as I hand my phone to you and I instruct you, "Be sure to get my wedding ring in focus. I'm going to text him and find out just how much the reality actually turns him on." You played with the idea, your eyes giving away how turned on it made you. You shrugged your shoulders, grinned, and started snapping pictures with my phone. Watching me play, knowing just how dirty I could really be, and hearing my moans made you hard again. you asked. Want to send him some pics with my cock in your mouth? Naughty man. You read my mind, I responded with a sinister grin and a wink. You scooted on the bed and straddled my chest, putting your cock between my voluptuous tits. As you moved your hips forward, I opened my mouth and let you place your cock on my tongue, lips parted. You started taking photos as I began sucking and stroking your cock. I ran my tongue along the veins and I pulled your balls tight. I felt you reach back with your free hand and you rubbed your fingers in my wet pussy. The sound of my slurping and your fingers in my pussy were too much. I had to have you inside me again. Just then, you told me that you were going to fuck me. But I had your balls, and I wouldn't let go. Hungrily sucking your cock deep into my throat, you grabbed my chin, and you pulled your cock free from my mouth, letting it slap against my cheek. I instantly began sucking on your thumb, as if your cock had never left my mouth. And you said, "That's it, baby. Keep sucking my thumb. Taste your pussy on my fingers." You commanded, and I listened. Then you eased onto the bed, and you slid up next to me, easing your arm under my back and turning my ass to you. As you grabbed my right tit, you used your other hand to pull my left leg over you, exposing my pussy. My pussy's heat radiated onto your cock, touching the tip of your hard cock to my wetness. I reached down with my right hand to put you inside me, but you grabbed my wrist, telling me, "No, not just yet. Kiss me." As your tongue entered my parted lips, searching for my little tongue, I felt a whimper escape my lips ever so softly. "Please," I begged. "I need to feel you slide inside me." You rolled your hips upwards and your cock slipped into my pussy with ease. "Oh, yeah," I moaned. We had both forgotten all about my phone by now, lost in our building orgasm. I could feel your cock stiffen and your balls grew tight and firm, your cum building up in your balls as the pleasure increased. I could tell how in tune you were with my breathing and moaning. Your strokes seemed timed very well in response to what my body was telling you. I could tell you wanted us to come together. At one point, I seemed to forget that you were even in the room as I pushed back into you and rubbed my sensitive and swollen clit. For a minute, I forgot to breathe. You could see my lips part open and my eyes shut tight. When I began to breathe again, all I did was chant under broken breath. "Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck me. Yeah, fuck me. Fuck me harder. Faster. Faster." So you responded by grabbing my hip with your left hand and you pulled me back into you as forcefully as you could. We could both feel my cum running down onto my right thigh and the rhythmic noises that we made. As I moaned, my breath increased with each thrust of your cock. It felt like solid steel. You grabbed my tit, leaned down gently, bit my neck. This drove me absolutely nuts. My body tensed and electric shocks ran from the base of my neck down to my lower back and it wrapped around my waist through to the core of my pussy. I knew this was it, so I finally let go. Your face buried in the crook of my neck, I could smell your cologne and the scent of our combined sweat. In that moment, as I breathed you in one more time, I could feel you come long and hard. You groaned in my ear and held your breath, and I wondered if you might even pass out. At the same time, your body began to tremble. Your legs went stiff and you let out another guttural moan. I could feel your cock continue to throb as my pussy pulsated around you in response to your hot cum that shot deep inside me. My pussy held on tight, not wanting to let go of your cock, not wanting it to go soft and the session to be over. Oh, we laid like that for several minutes, catching our breath. All the while, little shudders rippled through my body, causing me to involuntarily shake. Slowly, you slipped your cock out from my pussy and rolled away. I felt the emptiness without you inside me, a hollow feeling, but very satisfied. I shifted my position up onto my elbows, and my eyes grew wide when I noticed the time. And I said abruptly, "Sweetie, as fucking great as this was, you really need to get out of here. My husband's due home very soon." "You said your husband was out of town," you replied, obviously confused. "Yeah, I also said I wanted a boudoir shoot as a surprise for his birthday, didn't I?" I said with a grin and a wink. "I'm going to show him the photos and tell him the story, and then I'm going to fuck him until he can't move," I told you as I felt the slut emerge from within me and I continued to be turned on by you. You smiled and shook your head, a little in disbelief. I could tell that it kind of made you a little uncomfortable, but aroused at the same time. To know that you just fucked someone's wife and proof was being sent to him, your anonymity keeping you safe, and was fueled by a veil of arrogance. I watched you stand up and get dressed. You gathered your stuff and left. I rolled over in my bed and buried my face into the sheets, feeling the coolness of the blankets caress my skin. I replayed the events in my head. I looked at the pictures on my phone, and I smiled a very sly and sexually charged smile. And then I realized, hey, you had the memory cards with all of my sexy pics. Oh, I shook my head, and I felt my own mixed emotions. Disappointment that I didn't have a copy, but also a boost to my ego that my sexy stranger might be looking at them and reliving our encounter over and over again with those images. I rolled over and pulled the covers up over my head, my clit throbbing at the thought as I drifted off into a nap that would hopefully be highlighted by an erotic dream.